The next patient is Mr. Jerome Moldering. Last name, spelling, Mike Uniform Lima, Delta Echo Roger India November Kilo, and the first name Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E. This is the clinical case of a 85-year-old white male, originally from Indiana, that moved to the Highlands County in Florida no more than 6 months ago. The patient is followed by Mr. Dominguez, D like in Delta, O like in Oscar, M like in Mike, I like in India, N like in November, U like in Uniform, E like in Echo, Z like in Zulu, ARMP. We refer the patient to the office because of elevation of the serum creatinine that has been present for at least 10 months. The serum creatinine has been oscillated between 1.5 and 2. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. And interestingly, the patient is not a diabetic, doesn't have hypertension, and does not have proteinuria. The microalbumin creatinine ratio was negligible, period. In talking to the patient, period, it's crushed. Reviewing the ultrasound of the kidneys, that was done. The size of the kidneys is satisfactory. There is a corticomedullary differentiation. There is evidence of stones that are non-obstructive. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis. Period. However, when we interview the patient, He says that he has lost control of the urinary sphincter several times. He goes to the bathroom, he urinates, he is satisfied, but he notices that he dribbles from the bathroom to the bedroom. And he's pretty concerned about that. The physical examination fails to show suprapubic fullness, but we are going to use a post-void ultrasound to see whether or not the patient is emptying the urinary bladder completely, period. I took the liberty to refer the patient to the urologist, Dr. Arciola, in order to expedite the process, period. The most important consideration here is that this elevation on the serum creatinine has an obstructive pattern, period. I am going to refer the patient back to Mr. Dominguez for him to give a follow-up of this condition. Number two, the patient had a right bundle branch block and left anterior hemi block ended up in a cardiac catheterization by Dr. Jones, and the patient went into heart block. When they passed the catheter, he required the pacemaker, and he has been feeling well afterwards. Of note, the patient didn't have any critical lesions in the coronary tree, period. The atrial fibrillation has been resolved. Following number, arterial hypertension, the arterial hypertension is under control, 135 over 65. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Paragraph, thanks a lot for your kind referral. I will be more than happy to follow Mr. Mulderinick if you consider it necessary.